Tensions high between Washington and Tehran.
An escalatory spiral with the Iranians that could lead to war.
Backlash over a plan to wipe out teen vaping.
This policy is one that was dictated by the e-cigarette industry.
AI technology poses a new challenge to mammograms.
Longer term, it can only benefit women.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A day after a siege at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad ended, the standoff between Washington and Tehran may be escalating. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick says the Iraqi government is caught smack in the middle.
This attack on the embassy made a lot of headlines, but it's part of a much bigger picture, what some are calling a shadow war between the U.S. and Iran. The U.S. has been long concerned about these Iranian-backed militias in Iraq. There were some mysterious attacks against their weapons depots. Then came counterattacks on bases housing American troops. The militias are technically under the control of the government in Baghdad, but some are now stationed in the Green Zone, and these militia supporters were allowed easy access. And the Iraqi government itself is on shaky ground. Protesters for months have been calling for its downfall, partly because of Iranian influence.
CBS News senior security contributor Michael Morrell.
The smartest thing we can do is get Secretary Pompeo to Baghdad to sit down with the Iraqi government and essentially apologize for conducting attacks in Iraq without their permission.
The Trump administration is expected to announce a ban on most flavored e-cigarette cartridges as soon as tomorrow. The goal is to stop the teen vaping epidemic. Correspondent Anna Werner says the backlash has already begun.
Matt Myers heads the campaign for tobacco-free kids. He says banning flavors is good, but leaving menthol and tobacco vaping products on the market is dangerous.
Menthol cigarettes are used by more than half of all kids as a starter product.
His group says one-third of all e-cigarette users in the U.S. are middle and high school students, and 97% of kids use flavored pods. Some vape shop owners worry a ban will hurt their businesses. Arizona vape shop co-owner Scout Stubbs says she's already expanding to hemp products to offset a drop in sales.
If we just enforce the laws we already have or maybe beef them up, have some marketing restrictions, there are solutions out there to combat youth usage that don't involve banning adult products.
Myers disagrees.
This is not an issue about jobs. This is an issue about the health of our nation's children.
A new study suggests artificial intelligence may be better at detecting breast cancer than mammograms and the doctors who interpret them. Live to correspondent Gary Nunn.
The study done in the U.S. and Britain provides more evidence that AI can lead to more accurate breast cancer screenings, according to software engineer Scott McKinney.
This code is like medical school for the computer.
Study co-author Mozyar Atamadi.
Most diagnostic tests are not perfect and can't always catch the cancer.
McKinney says radiologists miss about 20% of breast cancers in mammograms.
We hope a doctor wouldn't interpret a mammogram without the use of some AI assistance.
The system also cut the number of false negatives. Deborah?
Australia's government has finally made it official and declared a state of emergency as firefighters battle massive, out-of-control wildfires that have killed at least 17 people and destroyed more than 1,400 homes. Network 10 News' Natasha Exelby is in Mallacoota.
More than a quarter of the country is on fire. This state of emergency is rocking Australia to its core. We've got main roads closed and they could remain that way for weeks. So people are trapped, which is why the military has been sent in to commence mass evacuations from 7 a.m. tomorrow morning local time. And people will be taken to a port near Melbourne and it'll take about 17 hours to get there. Priority is going to be given to the sick, the elderly, and families also with young children. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed.
Basketball superstars are remembering a man who transformed the league, David Stern.
At NBA arenas on Wednesday night, tributes to the former commissioner.
The New York Knicks mourn today's passing of NBA Commissioner Emeritus David Stern.
There are also tributes coming from current and former stars. Hall of Famer Charles Barkley spoke to NBA TV.
He's the greatest commissioner in sports history, plain and simple.
And LeBron James paid tribute after last night's Laker game here in Los Angeles.
His vision to make this game global. Don't know how many people believed in that with him, but he made this game global.
With that global expansion, the NBA is now worth billions of dollars and followed in virtually every country. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
David Stern had suffered a brain hemorrhage. He was 77. The baseball player who pitched the only perfect game in World Series history has died.
A no-hitter, a
New York Yankee Don Larson retired every Brooklyn Dodgers batter in the fifth game of the 1956 series. The catcher, Yogi Berra.
If anything you called, he got it over and put him in the right spots. He had a good breaking ball that day. He had a good fastball. He threw pretty darn hard that day.
His family says Larson was being treated for esophageal cancer. He was 90 years old. A scandal at Philadelphia's annual Mummers Parade on New Year's Day. Two marchers showed up in blackface. KYW-TV's Mike Petrillo found them unapologetic.
So why the blackface?
Because I like it. Why not? Yeah. I know it's a shame to be white in Philly right now. Yeah.
With two white men wearing blackface, city leaders are swiftly responding. Mayor Jim Kenney tweeted, "The use of blackface was abhorrent and unacceptable. The group was disqualified, and we will be exploring additional penalties."
There's been another apparent anti-Semitic attack in New York. Here's correspondent Don Daler.
New Year's Day offered little reprieve to New York's embattled Jewish community, as a Hasidic man was allegedly assaulted by a 24-year-old woman on the street in Brooklyn. Video appears to show the man defending himself after one witness said the attacker yelled anti-Semitic slurs.
It took him and threw him down to the ground and broke his phone. It's unbelievable what's going on. This is a shame.
The incident came on the same day that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo visited Brooklyn in a show of support for the Jewish community there and directed police across the state to increase patrols in Orthodox neighborhoods.
Last weekend, a man rushed into a Hanukkah party at a rabbi's home in the suburb of Muncie and wounded five people with a machete. Another tragedy in the Whitney Houston saga. A suspect in her daughter's death is gone.
Nick Gordon has died of a suspected drug overdose, the same way Bobby Christina and her mother also died. Houston brought Gordon into her household as an orphan at the age of 12, raising him and her daughter after divorcing Bobby Brown in 2007. Gordon's death comes 5 years after Bobby Christina was found face down and unresponsive in a bathtub. The family blamed Gordon, and a judge ordered him to pay $36 million to Brown's estate. Matt Piper, CBS News.
It's the book series women were afraid to admit they'd read.
It's just beyond this door.
What is?
My playroom.
Sales tracker NPD Book Scan ranks 50 Shades of Grey, the top-selling novel of the past decade in the U.S., with more than 15 million copies sold. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, January 2nd. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.